Hello, my name is Tiago Magalhães, and I will present the research work I've done at the Institute of Physics for Advanced Materials, Nanotechnology and Photonics at the Faculty of Sciences of the University of Porto. This work is a result of the collaboration between the University of Porto, the company Sferultra Fast Photonics, the International Iberian Nanotechnology Laboratory, and the University of Austin, Texas. Here we present results for the design and development of an ultrafast pulse shaping system for multi-photon imaging. Ultrafast pulse shaping is a technique that reshapes optical pulses into a desirable temporal profile. This can bring several advantages in multi-photon imaging, such as pulse compression to increase two-photon absorption and selective multi-photon excitation of specific dyes. To effectively manipulate their shape, pulse shapers are often designed to control the spectral phase, amplitude, and polarization of ultrashort pulses. You can see in Figure 1 an illustration of the entire setup. Ultrashort pulses emanate from an ultra-broadband custom-built 7 femtosecond laser system called the Anora, and these ultrashort pulses are then redirected to the pulse shaper, which is in turn coupled to the Sync RGB flame microscope setup. To compensate for the laser power losses through the spatial light modulator, the total number of reflections on the negatively sharp mirrors is reduced, and the remaining group delay dispersion is added through the active ultrafast pulse shaper. In Figure 2, you can see D-scan traces for two different group delay dispersion masks, where the maximum second harmonic generation occurs for different glass insertions, meaning that the pulse group delay dispersion has changed. We then tested and characterized two different phase masks and performed D-scan measurements. The best mask that optimized the D-scan results was saved and is illustrated in Figure 2, while another with a longer pulse was also saved. A sample with 50 micrometers of diameter fabricated by two-photon polarization was imaged using this entire setup. First, an image was taken with a non-optimized phase mask, which is shown in the upper left corner of Figure 4. Then, a second image was taken, but with the optical compressor mask applied to the pulse shaper. This is represented in the upper right corner of Figure 4. A sample of triple stained fixed cells was scanned using the non-optimized mask, showing weak fluorescence from the cytoplasm region, as shown in the lower left corner of Figure 4. In the optical phase mask applied later, a significant increase in intensity in the cytoplasm region was observed, as shown in the lower right corner of Figure 4. We also observed weak fluorescent signals from the nuclear region with both masks. To sum up, an ultrafast pulse shaping system was designed and built together with Python-based software with a graphical user interface. We demonstrated the enhancement of multi-photon imaging. These results can pave the way for automatic pulse compression when the dispersion of the system changes and for selective multiphoton excitation on biological samples to identify distinct cells constituents.